A powerful report from Reuters looking at lead levels in children in California found that at least one zip code in southeast Fresno had alarming childhood lead levels. The rate of children with elevated levels of lead is 3 times higher than that of children in Flint, Michigan. This has raised alarms for policymakers concerned about the long-term physical and mental health damage lead poisoning can cause. Last Thursday, the Fresno City Council invited the County Department of Public Health to explain what they are doing to combat the problem. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess spoke with Department Director Dave Palmaville to take a closer look at what is going on to protect vulnerable children.
So last week, Reuters came out with a pretty explosive report about lead levels in children in California, particularly in some areas of Fresno. Were you surprised to see that there was such a prevalence of elevated lead levels in some children in our area?
Well, we know that children that live primarily in the poor neighborhoods and in poverty, and we know that children that live in older homes built before 1978 have a higher propensity for exposure to lead. So in that regard, we were not surprised, and we've seen the 93701 and 93702 zip codes with higher levels, trending higher levels than other parts of Fresno. So from that perspective, we were not surprised. I can tell you that the Department of Public Health has been working hard over the last couple of years to try to significantly increase the amount of screening that's done at the age 1 to 2 time frame, and that's the most important testing to be done. To determine if there are elevated levels of blood, lead in blood.
And the comparison that the article made was to Flint, Michigan. But if my understanding is right, this is not a water issue. This is something else.
Well, I would expect that Flint, Michigan has issues with regard to other sources as well, lead-based paint and so forth. But I guess I don't know that it's a good comparison to make to Flint, Michigan. I can tell you that in our community in the Central Valley, you know, we have a lot of housing stock that still has lead-based paint in it, and we know that that's been probably the most significant source of lead exposure is in children. But there's other areas as well. We know that it's not uncommon that when we go out and do a case investigation that we identify sources of lead from toys that children have access to, primarily those that have been imported from other countries. Candies, pottery, home remedies, all can be sources of childhood lead poisoning.
Well, and I bring up Flint not only because the article did, but there was some concern about water in northeast Fresno potentially being lead contaminated. Now, the EPA and the city have not found any evidence that the source of the water has any problem with it, but do you think that kind of muddies the water to steal a metaphor of what you're trying to do when you look at what is causing lead in children in Fresno County?
So the you're correct in the supply of water from Fresno that the municipality supplies to its constituents. You know, there's been no detectable concentrations of lead or sources of lead. We know that there have been small levels detected inside the home, and we believe that's been primarily from fixtures that were manufactured with lead or the lead solder to install the plumbing fixtures. We know that those are concerns, and we have been doing a fair amount of education to the community there to, you know, of how to avoid the potential exposure, and primarily to individuals who may be making baby formula using the water. There's some specific steps that can be taken, including letting the water run for a couple of minutes before they use that first water for making baby formula. And there's some other techniques that can be used to reduce lead exposures in water. But it does require people to think through, you know, where is lead coming from in the environment? And I can tell you that the concerns that were raised with regard to the Northeast Fresno problem, I think, increased the discussion in the community. And we saw a significant increase in the number of blood lead samples that were taken in the past year, which we believe is a good thing because there's more surveillance being done.
So even if the source concerns aren't the same, there's a general increase in knowledge and curiosity about the issue.
Yes, and it alerts the pediatricians that are doing the screening for children that it is a priority, and it significantly increases the knowledge that the parent has to go ahead and ask for the child to be tested.
If I'm not mistaken, lead paint was outlawed in, was it 1978?
Yes.
What percentage of houses in these two zip codes are older than that?
Well, I don't have the figures exactly in front of me. When I reviewed the information recently, I think it was, 70 to 80% of the homes were built before 1978, and so they have the potential to have lead paint. Now, lead paint is not a problem unless it is chipping, peeling, or being ground, and the movement of a sash window going up and down can grind that paint down and cause an exposure. So, people need to be careful in homes that were built before 1978, trying to identify lead hazards and then to abate those hazards. And the health department can help with those abatement procedures.
And that's right where I was headed. I was going to say, what is the county doing? What steps are being taken right now to test and to abate the lead paint exposure in our area?
So the first piece is the screening and surveillance, and that's the testing of children at age of 1 and 2. And if there is a elevated lead level that's found, but it may not be of significant health concern, there is information sent to the parent about how to reduce lead hazards in the home. And typically we would request that they be retested. Then if it's a higher level or there's a moderate exposure, we actually have a case manager, a nurse, and an environmental health specialist that will make arrangements to interview the family, find out where the child has been spending time, and try to identify sources of lead in the home. And we can actually take samples of paint and toys and help to identify those lead hazards. So that's been a big step. And in nearly all of the cases where we have a high lead level in a child, we're able to work with the family to get those levels back into normal tolerances.
Testing and identifying the sources are good, but for a lot of people that live in these areas, the big problem is the expense of having new paint put on your walls or taking steps like that. Is the county or the city in any way paying to have these homes repainted or have the lead paint taken out and replaced with a latex-based paint?
So there are some measures that can be taken, low-cost measures that can be taken to remove any chipping and peeling paint and then to at least at an interim basis seal that back so it's not creating an ongoing exposure. The complete removal is more expensive, and it's, our estimates are between $12,000 and $15,000 in a home to remediate lead. We have just applied for $1 million in funding from the Housing and Urban Development Program at the federal level to help Fresno homeowners mitigate lead in their home. So we should be hearing whether we're awarded one of those grants in later this year. We think in about October of 2017.
What is the recommended approach? Is it the removal of the paint entirely, or is it the sealing and the mitigating that you talked about?
So it depends on the conditions that the house is in. For example, if you're replacing the windows and you're doing some weatherization, it probably makes sense to go ahead and replace all of the window casings and framing around the window. If it's molding that was used that has the detectable concentrations of lead paint, it may well be that sealing or painting over them is absolutely adequate in protecting the child from exposure. So it really takes somebody with some experience and knowledge to be able to help prioritize those things. And that's what our staff can help do.
I was going to ask that. The county supplies the type of expertise that could help a family make that decision?
Yes. When we are doing our interviews of the family, we also can make recommendations for how to mitigate hazards in the home.
You said something earlier that kind of jumped out to me, that there's still a concern about toys. I would have thought that lead in toys would have been something we got rid of a long time ago. That's still a concern?
So in the United States, that's absolutely true. And there are procedures in place to be able to detect and to eliminate any manufacturing associated with lead. But oftentimes there are toys that come in from other parts of the country, or that may be brought in by relatives, unbeknownst to them, that may well have higher concentrations of lead. So we always do check that just to be sure, and we have been able to find, in some cases, potential exposures from toys.
Now, these two zip codes are the ones that really pop and catch a lot of attention. Are there other parts of the city where people should be listening to this and taking your advice and inspecting their homes, or is there a threshold at which point they don't need to worry?
Well, I think that 1978-1980 threshold is a really good threshold. So, you know, we have a lot of housing stock throughout our community that was built before that time frame. And that means that there need to be some prudent steps taken to identify potential hazards. But we have been focusing on the areas where the housing stock is substantially, or the majority of the housing is older than 1978. But it really is, if your home was built before 1978, you really should be looking to identify hazards in the home.
And contact the county health department if you're curious.
We are very available to talk to individuals who may have questions about their child's health, or if they have questions about how to remediate lead hazards in the home.
That was KVPR reporter Jeffrey Hess interviewing Dave Pumaville about high levels of lead in water in at least one Fresno zip code. He's the head of the Fresno County Department of Public Health.